After the year 1900, toward the middle of the 20th century, the people of that time will become unrecognizable. When the time for the advent of the Antichrist approaches, people's minds will grow cloudy from carnal passions, and dishonor and lawlessness will grow stronger. Then the world will become unrecognizable. People's appearances will change, and it will be impossible to distinguish men from women due to their shamelessness in dress and style of hair. These people will be cruel and will be like wild animals because of the temptations of the Antichrist. There will be no respect for parents and elders. Love will disappear, and Christian pastors, bishops, and priests will become vain men, completely failing to distinguish the right-hand way from the left. At that time, the morals and traditions of Christians and of the church will change. People will abandon modesty, and dissipation will reign. Falsehood and greed will attain great proportions, and woe to those who pile up treasures. Lust, adultery, homosexuality, secret deeds, and murder will rule in society. At that future time, due to the power of such great crimes and licentiousness, people will be deprived of the grace of the Holy Spirit, which they received in holy baptism, and equally of remorse. The churches of God will be deprived of God-fearing and pious pastors, and woe to the Christians remaining in the world at that time. They will completely lose their faith, because they will lack the opportunity of seeing the light of knowledge from anyone at all.
For too long, we have denied the full expression of God's loving diversity. We have silenced the voices of the queer community, denied beauty of drag, and stifled self-expression. Today, we declare that we will no longer stand idly by as oppression and discrimination are allowed to thrive.
Then they will separate themselves out of the world in holy refuges in search of lightening their spiritual sufferings. But everywhere they will meet obstacles and constraints. And all this will result from the fact that the Antichrist wants to be lord over everything and become the ruler of the whole universe, and he will produce miracles and fantastic signs. He will also give depraved wisdom to an unhappy man, so that he will discover a way by which one man can carry on a conversation with another, from one end of the earth to the other. At that time, men will also fly through the air like birds, and descend to the bottom of the sea like fish. And when they have achieved all this, these unhappy people will spend their lives in comfort without knowing, poor souls, that it is deceit of the Antichrist and the impious one. He will so complete science with vanity that it will go off the right path and lead people to lose faith in the existence of God in three hypostases. Then the all-good God will see the downfall of the human race and will shorten the days for the sake of those few who are being saved, because the enemy wants to lead even the chosen into temptation. If that is possible, then the sword of chastisement will suddenly appear and kill the perverter and his servants.